KW Mobile.
And KO486.
Thank you. How are you doing this morning? You guys hanging in there?
Doing pretty good, actually. Can't complain. Could have been a lot worse.
That, when you see some of the stuff on the news, it's like, man, I got away good no matter how bad we thought it was.
That's for sure. My neighbors had a landslide behind their house and took both their cars off. I know you don't know where I live, but it pushed their cars, their well and power poles and everything that was in their front yard a good football field and a half down the mountain.
They're saying right now the total in Buncombe County is they've 60 people have passed just in Buncombe County.
All you're hearing about is Buncombe County, and nobody's talking about the surrounding areas.
Well, Swannanoa is pretty much gone. Chimney Rock is definitely gone. Back Cave, and a lot of those towns are just. They were saying, you know, they're just wiped off the map. They're just completely gone. You can't even get to them.
I've been working with Anchor Baptist Mission, which they're a big organization, getting supplies out and getting communications linked up for them. I've been spending all day up there handling traffic and trying to find needs and support for them and where the needs need to go. I've been doing that over the 610 all day long.
That's at least it keeps you busy and it helps out because not much else you can do, right?
Yeah, it's been something, and we're going to be months and years cleaning up from this.
There, I just saw it. I-40 at the Tennessee, North Carolina line, it's supposed to open up until sometime in 2025.
That they had either one or two lanes slide up into the river.
Right down here, the QT's working. That's amazing.
Be right back, okay? KO486.
And 4 TFW Mobile.
Battery was charging this morning.
Been
wearing out my batteries.
Good cycle time.
Been getting a lot of time at the radio this week.
Picked up and you knew how to use it, and you weren't trying to learn it for the first time, right?
Some of it, we are learning for the first time and trying to figure it out, but I've got lots of support, and some guys come up and help me out yesterday, get everything or more set up and going. Susan doing okay down there?
You know, she still hasn't went back to work. The restaurant still doesn't have power. They were over there yesterday cleaning out all the coolers and everything, and they're expecting power by Friday. But, man, even if you get power on Friday, you know, the cooler's got to, you know, get cooled down and everything, and then you got to prep stuff and make stuff, and then who's going to deliver, you know, on a Saturday? And that, so I expect it's probably going to be, you know, Monday or Tuesday before the restaurant opens.
There'll be a lot of businesses that don't reopen after this.
Just in Buncombe County, I think there was like 400 roads that were impassable. There's still a few down here.
Still major roads up here that are one lane.
And a half a day on Saturday because we're going into outage. And then probably got to run down there to Son's house in Anderson, cut some trees off of the fence, and that the neighbors complaining. Everybody else is, you know, everything's tore up and life is all messed up, and he's complaining that the tree is on the fence.
Pick the nitpickiest stuff to complain about at the wrong time, don't they?
That kind of like that longshoreman strike.
Strike?
longshoreman union boss or whatever, he, you know, he pretty much said that he didn't care. Everybody will know who they are now. He didn't care if the whole world collapsed.
Devastation going on and people needing supplies, and you want to go on a strike because you want more money.
Want no automation because I guess they get some kind of fee for every container. I forget what the heck it was called, and that because it was the automation is taken away from, you know, when they used to manually unload ships and stuff, and it's just all it does is cost me and you.
Somewhere in a report that the American ports are the most inefficient in the world. Not wanting the automation and losing their job, but at the same time, you got to be more productive. You got to figure out ways to do that to lower cost.
Port where the bridge got knocked out. You know what I mean? They just were recovering pretty good and getting back on track, and now you got this again. KN4 TFW.
It's a crazy world and time we live in, that's for sure. I'm coming into town today to do a flyover.
Gonna fly over, he ain't gonna do anything. He don't care nothing about that, he don't care nothing about the strike.
Slow down relief efforts and hamper it because nobody can fly, and it's a no-fly zone when he's here.
Any of that, I was in the bad spot.
Do something, he'll hamper relief efforts, and because of the no-fly zone lights here, it'll cost at least a half a day.
Highway 80 is still out. Easy to blow through some of these lights because, you know, if it's dark, you don't, and you're not really paying attention and recognize that the light is there, you can blow right through it. That one, there's a lot of traffic, though.
That it's easy to blow through them at night if you didn't know they were there. Word yesterday, Mike and his family and everybody are okay.
I was wondering about them, you know, being up in there and that, you can't never tell. They were showing over in, just briefly, in Swananoa, there's a trailer park over by there, and they're just completely isolated, you know what I mean? It looked like the KOA got tore up pretty bad.
Tore up pretty much anything there along the Swananoa River got tore up.
Went right through the middle of the campground.
And if I suddenly disappear, it'll be because my battery died, okay?
You gotta swap it out, getting low.
Let me do that right quick. I'll be right back. HX, I'm back now.
I see they got the power back on in Lyman. And that red light's working, so that's a good thing. Man, this thing was aggravating in the afternoon.
They're saying up here, there's places could be 2 weeks before they have power back.
My ex-neighbors that live out there at Sandy Flats supposed to be coming back from Myrtle Beach today. And I told them, I said, you better bring supplies.
See where I was at.
Talk them into it, but, you know, they just wouldn't do it, and then they'll be the first one to complain about it because they don't have power and they don't have internet. Don't have TV. I mean, all they do is sit around and watch TV all day, and that's not going to happen.
To have power back to as many as we do, and the men and women out there working on that around the clock, they're doing a fabulous, amazing job to get it back on this quick.
And how many power poles, you know, you had to replant and do and everything, man, that takes a minute. And I'm surprised they had many transformers as they did.
Power crews and power companies sending stuff from around the country. I heard there was, at the Ag Center, there were like 15,000 power crews or linemen up there, in and out, going to different areas from all over the country.
That, you don't see no other country sending in stuff to help us out, though, do you?
Canada had sent some power crews down.
That.
The one that I've heard of, but I'm not saying the others haven't, but I'm saying that's the only one I've heard of.
Same here. Is that this morning? KN4, KFW.
For HDX, Andrew's probably pulling his hair out with all those people there at BMW, and I don't know about the rest of them.
There was some kind of accident or something right there at the interstate and 101. They were saying something about it this morning on the news, but I think it's on the northbound side.
He's working from home today. I don't know that for sure, but more than likely since we haven't heard him already.
Is it good enough internet connection to do it?
I was talking to Sean yesterday, W4SOE. He come up and helped me get wind links set up and some HF antennas. And he works from home, and he's saying that his internet provider was telling him it'd be a month before they were back online.
That's about what I figured.
Going through and doing some Facebooking and stuff like that, getting some news this morning. Very limited up here, but you have to. This is the only time it works because it's so clogged up with everybody else. You can't get any information off of it. So it's pretty much useless during the day.
Matt, yeah, sometimes my phone works for something like that, and then sometimes it doesn't. And I figured they were limiting it because there's so much traffic.
We're bringing in some portable disaster towers for cell phone in here today. Or yesterday, but I ain't seen an improvement.
They brought in a bunch of those Starlink things for Wi-Fi, but I don't know if they just, how that works. They just setting up spots around Asheville and that, which doesn't really hit. I mean, Asheville, if you're in town, you know, those people aren't real bad. It's the outskirts that are really tore up.
I'll hold my comments till we're face to face on what I think about things, but being in it firsthand, because I've been up here at the Anchor doing disaster relief with them this time, I've got a good opinion on of what not to do.
You can see how we need to plan a little bit better for when it hits the fan, right?
I've definitely, that's what I was doing here this morning. Along with that, I was jotting down some notes on lessons learned on how to be a little better prepared and holes in my plan that I had.
Plan seems like it went pretty well. I mean, you had generators and stuff like that, right?
I've had generators, but still had my fair share of problems, not catastrophic problems or stop me problems, but things that I could do to make things better is what I'm talking for me personally.
Yeah, we had a couple of things that we could do a little bit different. We've ordered some, you know, a few supplies and that in so that we'll have it for next time.
I've got some good advice if you need some.
What? That one more face to face, right?
Yeah, keep it off the air.
You too, KO4MUF.
Working county man, how you doing this morning, Jody? KO4HKX.
Hi, good morning, Jody. KN4GFW.
Mr. Ken, good morning to both of you, Cal. gentlemen. I hope all's going well with you. Head back in to go get some more trees out of the road.
I might get a little bit tired this morning.
But I am. Like y'all, still ain't got no power. Still doing long hours, so starting to wear down a little bit.
You stay safe out there above all else. We don't want to hear about anything happening to you.
And, yeah, we are. We're doing the best we can do out there.
We can do down that way to help you.
We appreciate it, but no, sir. No, we're all good. Just waiting to get the power back on.
Don't hesitate.
Kudos to you, man. Every time I turn this radio on, you're on there helping them out, helping folks out. God bless you, Patrick. Thank you very much.
And it's been amazing to watch the ham community come together and volunteer and give me the information I need so I can pass it along. Because I don't know if you listen to the radio during the day or not. If you have the opportunity, I highly recommend you listen to AM 720. It's the radio station that I'm set up at. They do disaster relief around the world, which is just right up the road from my house, and been relaying information in for them and making connections around the mountains into areas that we can't get cell service or information out of. And just putting people together and getting things done for them, it's been pretty amazing the last couple of days.
Still no power at the house. I don't have a battery backup and stuff for my radios to be up and running, but I will after this event. I will build me a system. I know I will. And just listening to the little bit I'm getting to listen to with y'all out there doing what you're doing up in that upstate is killer. And I still haven't heard Pickens. I hear a little bit of Oconee County repeaters, but these other ones, I don't hear much of anything. I don't know if it's just because they don't have power on the repeaters or nothing, but this repeater right here just stays busy, man, and just helping folks out. That's just so cool.
And I appreciate Johnny and Dave allowing me to do it on here. You know, I never imagined when I sat down here Friday at the computer or at the radio that this is what it was going to turn into. I just sat down to carry on a conversation and see what was going on because, you know, it was the only communication we had, and ended up helping people out. And I had one call Friday morning. It's probably the one I remember the most is had a young man that just had his GMRS license, and a tree had fallen on somebody up in Marietta in Cleveland. And they had no way of getting out, but he had sense enough to pick up the radio, and we got him the 911 call out for him.
This stuff since 1996, and I've dealt with it down south a little bit, but son, this right here is what ham radio is about, man. Just, they say when everything else goes down, this is what it's going to be.
Believe it, but you won't tell our county and county governments or any of the officials that they think that what they got works better.
Man, you know, they just don't, you know, they don't think the community can handle themselves. Doing? How'd you make out? My head's in the fog.
Our power came back on Saturday evening, and so we were in good shape. Saturday morning, we had went to Lowe's to pick up some lamp oil, and they had a bunch of generators, so I snagged one of those, and that helped out. Yeah, a couple of things we'll do a little bit different to be a little bit more prepared, but all in all, we're in pretty decent shape. Had to go down to Anderson, help the son down there. The car broke down Friday morning on the other side of Anderson. They were without power, no cell service. Susan was worried, so we went down there, got the car running. At least they'll be able to go to the grocery store when they open up.
At least everybody's safe and everybody's getting back on board. That's like us, man. We don't have no ice, you know, no hot water, but Hey, we're blessed, man. We got running water and we've got a gas stove, so we're in good shape.
And the company I work for brought in 25 generators from another plant. So that anybody that was without power could get a loaner generator, and they brought in water and tarps, and they opened up all the locker rooms and the showers and that to families that, you know, weren't able to have running water and that. So I thought that was pretty good.
That's real good. Glad to hear that your company did that. 16-hour days, went down to 12-hour days, and supposed to do a 6-hour day yesterday, ended up being another 10-hour day before we transitioned into working daylight hours.
Be working overtime for a while down there with all that cleanup. That ain't to mention all the road repairs that need to happen.
Some stuff in these neighborhoods, man, just unreal. What these trees have done to houses and how big these trees are that fell across these roads that, you know, we're trying to get open back up and stuff. I can tell you, that little backhoe that I've been running, I have put some hours and I've put some strain on it getting this stuff out of the road.
One decent thing is since it happened, there ain't been no construction on the interstate.
Well, these people that are still out sightseeing.
I'm with you on that. The ones whining and complaining because they don't have air conditioning or this, that, or the other, when people are losing everything they had and worked all their lives for.
Exactly right.
This morning's the first time I've been able to really look through any Facebook post or any real news other than on the radio. I haven't been able to see any pictures or anything like that. And it is amazing, the whining and crying going on because of the little bit of discomfort when people are just gone.
You took pictures of Lake Laura?
I haven't seen pictures of it. It's very spotty up here still, and I've just quit looking because I was so disappointed in people.
I think it's nothing but logs and boards and wood. And the whole surface of the lake is just covered up with debris. You just can't imagine.
After that, actually, I talked to Leon last night, and he got me some contact information to get some supplies over there in that area in Edneyville, right above Lake Lure, because that's where the road 64 is blocked off going into Lake Lure and back cave down through there. So we're going to try to get that over there where we can move some relief supplies over to them.
Somebody brought in a bunch of mules to pack in some stuff because the pictures I saw are like that, what is it, number 9? It runs down through Chimney Rock, and that road is just non-existent for miles and miles.
That's probably going to be the only way you can get it in there because that's rough terrain over there on a good day.
Totally changed its course, and you know what I mean? It's flowing in different places now, and you know, it's flowing where the road used to be. And I saw some aerial photos that, you know, there's some houses that were back off of the river that are still intact and everything, but man, it's going to be months before you get power back in there and or anything. And I don't know how you would ever get out of there.
It's going to be a challenging time, that's what I say. It's going to be months and years before some of these people will even get back to a resemblance of normal.
We had one of them generators, we still had a spare that nobody needed, and the plant up in Gastonia, we had somebody up there that didn't have power, and the company couriered that generator up there to them so they could have it.
Propane generator that I had on the tool trailer when the tool truck got hit, it's been making laps around the neighborhood, running people's refrigerators. It's running a guy's oxygen machine at night. It's just been making laps.
Or they're really enjoying that battery power and everything and that, but then didn't have a good plan for recharging all that stuff when, you know, when you don't have power to recharge them, you know, solar panels or something to recharge them would be nice. And then, you know, Susan's aunt's got all kinds of solar panels on her house, but, you know, that don't help if you don't have batteries to store it. You know, all that does make your electric bill lower. And her other aunt, five big oak trees went down in their yard, and one of them took out all three bedrooms.
That we're doing, gentlemen, I've seen trees cut, houses slap in half.
Had those tornadoes.
I'm going to see what a tree can do when it comes down.
The road that the two big, huge oak trees went down through the house and just smashed it down. That thing set open for a year. It got rained in, and then they fixed it up and sold it.
What do we need to start with? I just wanted you to know I doubled with you there if Jody missed the start of it.
But it wasn't too bad. I only missed a few seconds of it.
Yes, you know, people, you know, it just makes me wonder how good the house really is after it sit in the weather for a year and rained in and everything. And the way they fixed it and painted it, you can't tell. I mean, you would have to know that it had damage.
Make a Carfax for a house. What you call it, where you look it up, see if the car's been in a wreck or not. Makes you wonder if they make one for a house, too.
You're going to need it, right? Then I saw, you know, down there at the coast, any of the battery cars, like the Teslas and stuff like that, they're, the salt water they got in them is taking them out.
I seen online, it was kind of odd, or say kind of funny, but it's not, but it said, we got over X amount of people out of power. Gentlemen, start up your Teslas.
Say 7-3, I'm in my parking spot now, and I got to get the day started, so you guys be safe out there today, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
And you have a great day, KO4HCAT.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you're doing good. Take care. KO4MUF. Pay attention to driving. I, you know what? I just have one pull out in front of me, man. I mean, just dead in front of me.
It's like nobody's on the road but them. That they're the last person in the world.
Yeah, red light right here. I just watched one just blow, slap through it. Never stop. Unreal.
Day it was this week. When we finally got out and checked on my father-in-law, on the way back, we were sitting at the intersection because traffic was backed up with gas lines and stuff like that. There was trucks just passing people in the medians and going over the curbs and just running the red light.
Well, time out here, especially with the lights that are out, it's supposed to be a four-way stop. You know, we just see it, man. I'm just unreal. Just the failure of common sense of driving.
That. But back to what we were talking about earlier, it has been good to see people come together and help each other out. Neighbor helping neighbor and mending fences in a lot of places.
That's exactly right. And that is real good. This country can be when it wants to be in a time of a crisis, which is good. Because I don't see anybody coming to try to help this country out with this devastation. There ain't no other country doing it.
I'm trying to think of a way to say this without sounding just bad over the air. So I think I'll wait.
Good point taken.
This has been a learning experience for me, and I've made some connections in places that, with things that I wanted to do more with this hobby. So there's been a lot of good come out of it for me anyway.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man. Take it to the next level.
How long they think it's going to be before y'all get cleaned back up and the roads opened up all the way?
I was in a bad spot. Try it again.
How long do you think it's going to be before y'all get the roads cleaned back up and opened up all the way?
Well, just on the cleanup itself, it's going to be about a month or two. Starting cleanup. We're still just opening roads up.
That's the way it is up here. There's still major roads that are one lane.
By my place until yesterday, man, there was a tree that took out one lane, so it was the same way. One lane for a long time. I'll say good morning to you. I'm about 2 minutes from backing into my spot, so I'm going to wish you a great day and stay safe and enjoy whatever you're going to do today.
Well, my plan is to be back up at the radio station, set up there helping them. I know people are probably getting tired of hearing it, but I'm enjoying it. It gives me something to do other than sit here, and I'm out helping people, so I'm going to go back up there. But, Joe, you stay safe out there, and good to hear you this morning. KO4HKX, clear.
KO4MUF, God bless, 736.